Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is time for the afternoon chat with KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco Mayor London Breed and the unions that represent about 37,000 city workers are at an impasse. Over $250 million in pay raises scheduled to kick in over the next 2 years. The mayor is asking unions to postpone raises as the city is trying to prevent layoffs and service cuts during this pandemic. Phil, we should mention at the onset that a balanced budget proposal is due to the Board of Supervisors by Saturday. Not a lot of time left.
Well, at least balanced in theory, Jeff. I've got to tell you that what I've seen of the budget so far, not just in San Francisco, is based a lot on the idea of federal money continuing to flow in the mega millions of dollars that we've seen so far. And that's one of the things that's keeping them afloat, and that's one of the reasons why these pay discussions are getting heated, is because one side says, look, this doesn't go on forever. The other side says, yeah, well, let's make do, and we'll figure that out down the road. What we're talking about, as you said, is 37,000 employees. That makes the city of San Francisco the second biggest employer in San Francisco, right after UCSF, the big medical centers here. So what we're talking about is, as you can walk down the streets of San Francisco or any other city and town, you see fewer sales tax, less money moving around, and so they're approaching a deficit. The workers have already taken a pay freeze that was supposed to go in effect July until December, but now they want their money, and they're pointing to places like BART and other places that have gotten their raises and saying, if they can get them, we can get them too.
So how long does the city want all the mayor, all the unions to postpone their raises?
Well, they want them to do it for like two years. They want to take it off for 2 years because they say that we're projecting that kind of deficit. But, Patty, if we put ourselves in the union side, because, you know, San Francisco workers are really well paid. If you put yourself on their side, you go, wait a minute, you've got, you know, you're $300 million for the homeless. You're never shy about spending money everywhere else. And San Francisco, and to some extent, you know, other cities do that. You know, they spend and spend and spend, and then this comes up, and then they say, ah, we're kind of tight on money. We've got a deficit. And the other side goes, no, we'll sit it out. And it becomes a game of chicken. All of it, whether it's BART or San Francisco or San Jose or any place like that, a lot of it, I've got to tell you, it depends in the next couple of weeks and month what the feds do. If Nancy Pelosi's $3 trillion package passes through with plenty of money for mass transit and counties and states, you'll see one thing. If it doesn't go through and they're cut, that's going to be a whole different story, and it's going to come a lot quicker.
And it's worth pointing out as well, Phil, that the mayor's proposal assumes that voters in November are going to pass an overhaul of the city's business tax structure.
That's right. That's why I said with this supposed balanced budget you were talking about being submitted, that's a lot of theory, a lot of ifs. Federal money, more bond money in that.
KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.